This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, it's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and right now I'm on Zoom call. I wish we could have him in the studio. I wish we could have anyone in the studio. I wish I could go to the studio, but that's how 2020 is. It is now December, so just a reminder, change your calendar from March to April to May to go to December, okay? Yes. I got a band called Despairer on the Zoom call in the virtual waiting room. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Why don't we go around the Zoom call so we're not all talking at once? Why don't we all go through and you guys can figure out who speaks first? I'll let you guys, you know, diplomatically choose. Say what your name is and what you do for the band.
I'm Tony. I play the drums in the band.
Jeremy, guitar, vocals. Shane,
bass.
I'm Alex. I play guitar and I do vocals too.
Nice. So I guess my first question is, what town or city do you guys represent? Are you guys a Tacoma band, a Seattle band, a Puyallup band, a Maple Valley band?
Everybody but me lives in Seattle. I live in Tacoma, so both.
You're a SeaTac band.
There you go.
You represent the SeaTac airport.
Yeah.
So I got a shout out, and I'm not sponsored, but I got a shout out Bandcamp, because during the first time where they were doing the Bandcamp Friday, where all the proceeds were going to the bands, I just did a little research and I found your guys' band, and I bought your album. I didn't buy the physical copy. I just bought the MP3s and fell in love with the record. So, totally on a whim. Never met you guys before. Never seen you guys, but thanks, Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for checking us out. That's awesome.
Absolutely, man. I kind of just looked up, like, you know, hardcore and metal in the Seattle and Northwest area, and ran across you guys and I dug it. So I guess my question for you guys is, let's get a little bit of kind of the backstory. How'd you guys meet? Were you guys friends before the band? Was this a blind Craigslist ad? Let's get the origin story of Despairer.
Well, it's kind of a mix of all of that. Jeremy and I were in bands together in the past. Jeremy and Shane played in another band together. So we all just kind of knew each other from being in these bands and sharing a rehearsal space for a long time. And then when we started this project, we found Alex on Craigslist. And that was the most fruitful Craigslisting that we've ever had. Except that time I got a really good couch for like $20.
Such a sweet.
Yeah, I met Danny on Craigslist, but you already knew him, kind of, so different
man,
that's
right.
Anyways, but yeah, I've had good luck.
We've seen Alex around the scene, too. Like, we played with bands with his, and, you know, we all kind of, it's a little family.
Yeah.
Shane came from Craigslist originally, actually.
Right.
Yeah, twice. I bought an amp from him, and then he responded to our ad and started playing with us.
Nice.
Kind of a bad incestuous sort of thing. I'd actually played with Shane and Jeremy's old band, Dogs of War, in my old band, like, years ago.
Okay.
And, like, it was funny because we found out afterwards, like, we'd met and not really even realized it until, like, I showed up at practice. And I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, my old band's last show was with you.
Nice.
So it was just this sort of, like, weird sort of happenstantial thing. And, yeah, worked out.
Is happenstantial a word?
Maybe. We'll go with yeah.
It is now.
Yeah.
When I listen to your band, I can tell there's like some hardcore, some rock and roll, some metal, some D-beat, punk rock. It's a nice mix, and it comes out loud and furious. What are some of your influences? And like, you know, did you guys kind of have the idea? What was kind of the idea to what you guys kind of wanted to bring to the table as far as sound wise? Is that even a question? What am I? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, initially the goal was to do a pretty straightforward D-beat band.
Cool.
And as we started getting more people in the room, you know, the guitar harmonies started really taking hold, and so it's. I think influentially it started spreading out.
Yeah. I feel like if you were just a straight up D-beat band, you should change your name to Dissparer, Dissparer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyways. I'd say like Wolf Brigade, Martyr Dodd, even At the Gates.
Yeah.
Definitely Dysphere.
Dysphere, Skit System.
Yeah. But I think also, like, we're big fans of, like, classic rock and stuff like that, too. So, like, we kind of bonded on a bunch of, like, on, like, Thin Lizzy and, like, Judas Priest and, like, Boston and that. Oh, sorry.
Boston, yeah.
All that sort of stuff. And it was just kind of, like, kind of mixed in a bunch of those sorts of influences. It might have, like, we'll kind of use D-beat as kind of like a starting point.
Yeah.
But then layer in pretty much everything else on top of it. And also like big old school death metal fans, big like mellow death fans.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff too.
I dig it. Well, I'm going to kind of give us
Boston because it really is more than a feeling.
It, absolutely. Well, I'm going to let the music speak for itself and kind of jump into one of these songs to give people a taste of what we're talking about. This is a song called Snakes in the Daylight from Dysparer. Is there anything you guys want to say about this song?
This is the title track off of our first EP.
Okay.
And I think this might have been the last track that we finished before we went into the studio to record it. We did pretty much the entire recording in like a day and a half. And we weren't sure if this was going to make the record, and we're really glad it did.
Right on. It's Dysparer here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. That was Snakes in the Daylight by Despairer here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions on KISW. If people like what they hear, how can they support you guys? What's the best way to, you know, support you guys during this weird time where you can't just go to the bar and watch you guys play, obviously? What's the best way to support you?
Well, we got Bandcamp. Reach out to us there, or Facebook, Instagram. We have some shirts. I think we need to make another order.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we last had, but that's about the only physical thing you can buy from us right now, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, you can download.
Yeah.
Download both EPs.
Like I did.
We have 200 records sitting at Tony's house that are waiting on sleeves and jackets and our artwork to get together. But
cool.
We basically spent all of 2020 dragging our feet, trying to get that done. But yeah, sometime those will be coming out soon, hopefully.
Right on. And what's the URL? Is it despairer.bandcamp.com?
Despairer.com.
Despairer.com.
Yeah. Yep.
Got your own website. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's no real way to ask this without being kind of doom and gloomy, but this year has been a bit of a show, obviously. This whole thing that we call rock and roll and seeing live shows is basically what I've, you know, my entire life since I was a teenager, it's kind of been changed. I've been forced to, you know, kind of focus on other things or, you know, be creative with stuff. How have you guys been spending your time? Staying sane, staying safe? Well, that's a big assumption when I say staying sane. But how have you guys been filling your time, at least?
I kept working. Been still busy. Just ended up being busier than ever because of new protocols and stuff like that. So, I stayed busy. I don't know about...
What's your job?
I work for an elevator company. We're working on SeaTac Airport, all that expansion. We're doing all the elevators in there.
You really are a SeaTac band.
Yeah, definitely. Tony works with us as well. He works with me too. We get her done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tony. I was working in the music business up until like the end of February. I worked for a backline rental company called SIR.
Okay.
And I got this construction job just right when everything folded.
That is kind of a miracle.
It really was. I can't imagine, you know, because they flatlined with the rest of the whole concert industry.
Yeah.
You know, they're still in business and just sort of patiently waiting for their moment to emerge. Yeah. But yeah, I've just been spending a lot of time at home alone and working. And pickling the liver.
What about you, Alex and Jeremy?
I guess for me, like, so it was funny because I started a new job like right before this all went down in the travel industry.
Oh,
so that went well. So not there anymore. But yeah, I wound up able to land on my feet and just been kind of camping out at home.
Good.
Been playing a lot of guitar lately. So. Cool. We've been able to practice like off and on basically since then.
Yeah.
So the idea, I think, is that when we all come out of this sort of stuff and we can start gathering with some more frequency, we can start. We've got some new material already in the kind of already waiting in the wings, like a couple of songs that are done. So I'm trying to get the rest of that sort of stuff together. And mostly, I don't know, like hanging out with my dogs, playing guitar.
Right on.
Well, I've been working the whole time. I actually started a new job like a week before the first initial like stay at home suggestion.
Yeah.
And I do auto body repair.
Okay.
So that kind of slowed down a little bit. But as soon as stuff started to, I guess, normalize and people got used to it in the spring and summer, we got kind of busier and, mm-hmm. We got I had the payroll protection for a while, so
yeah,
it was okay. I mean, just basically work, come home, hang out with my family, go in my garage when I can, you know?
Yeah.
Haven't touched my guitar in a while because there's no shows, so I have very little, sucks, but I have very little motivation for playing songs when we're not practicing, I guess. It's
fair enough.
Kind of how I am, but Alex has been playing a ton.
I got a confession to make, Jeremy. I was in the practice space yesterday and I played your guitar. I didn't play.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
I played that's Alex.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks. I mean, that's all right. Keep the tubes warm. That's all right.
No.
Okay, so I have a question for y'all. So obviously, like we said, kind of a weird, crazy year, a lot of chaos going on, and not even just COVID, a lot of political stress, a lot of, you know, socio-political insanity, both negative, a lot of negative stuff coming at us with the news. If you're having a really overwhelming day and you need some music to kind of refresh, is there an album that you can go to that can do that for you, that can refresh, whether it be a positive thing or just like get all the aggression? Doesn't have to be hardcore or metal, anything. Is there one album that sticks out to you when I say this that you can go to time and time again? Let's start with you, Tony.
I don't know. That changes on a kind of weekly or monthly basis.
No problem.
I've been going to the record store. Cool. I bought this.
Yeah.
Autopsy record. I've been listening to this like almost constantly.
What, shout out the record store you go to?
Daybreak up in Fremont.
Yeah, shout out to RJ.
Yeah, man. They're great. I've been buying records from him like crazy.
RJ's kicks ass. That place is awesome.
Yeah. In fact, I was in there last week and he supposedly was returning from a record buying trip down in Oregon. So mm-hmm. I need to go in again this week and find out what he got.
Nice.
Flood the place.
And what about you, Shane?
I actually, you know how Spotify just kicks out those things like what you do all year or whatever?
Yeah.
I got mine and I was looking at it and, I'll tell you, Def Leppard was number two.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I've been listening to a lot of Ringworm. I don't know if
yes.
you know that.
It's just dude, Human Furnace, man.
Yeah, that's just kind of where I am right now. Pig Destroyer, too. I don't know why. I just like getting my bell rung sometimes in the truck and then a lot of audiobooks.
Okay, so. All right. Suggest an audiobook. What's a good audiobook for us to check out?
So right now I'm reading one or listening to one that's called The End of the Myth. I can't think of the author, but it's basically kind of it's really upsetting, kind of cerebral retelling, historical factual retelling of how like our country was founded and all this stuff. And you know what? I'll have to find that. I'll research the guy here in a minute.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
It's pretty good. It's pretty solid stuff. Nice. So a friend of mine's a professor at UW. He's associate, or he was at UW. Now he's in East Coast, but he recommended. He's a political science guy, and it's been upsetting, but very you know, it helps you sort of break that stuff down and see what's going on. Kind of, you know, how we're built in a lot of ways. So.
Well, I think all of us like hardcore metal punk types and stuff that's kind of into the subcultures and underground, I don't think we always want to just, you know, be blissfully happy, ignorantly blissfully happy. We kind of have to be upset with reality sometimes, right? To kind of learn.
Yeah, and sure. totally the beauty of it, right? I think it appeals to the subculture, mm-hmm. you know, that pays attention to these things, you know, so it's been insightful. So. Mm-hmm.
And Alex, what about you, man?
I guess like for me, I'm kind of like Shane. I'm a podcast junkie, so like I'm big on that sort of stuff. I feel like I listen to that most of the time, but honestly, like lately, I've been on like a steady diet of like Hatebreed, Arch Enemy, and Mobb Deep for some reason.
Oh, okay, like, yeah, Shook Ones,
I've been on like a big deep like what was it like 90s old school hip hop? I guess it's not really old school hip hop, but like 90s hip hop. Sort of kicks,
yeah.
Like Mobb Deep, not those big Punisher stuff like that. yeah, New Hatebreed's been really good for that sort of stuff, especially for getting aggression out and things like that. And then Arch Enemy and Carcass are like good standbys. So
my escape would probably be podcasts and YouTube. I mean, everybody in my house doesn't like my music, so after work, I don't get to listen to what I want. So usually, you know, podcasts would be like Star Talk, Neil deGrasse Tyson, or Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, or Behind the Bastards.
Good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's... I like that one a lot. That's not really an escape because it's kind of...
It's also upsetting.
Yes. But, I mean, pretty much all day at work, it's like Hell Ripper or Toxic Holocaust or Midnight, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I'm sure my coworkers hate it, but nobody else plays music, so... I guess.
Yeah, that new Midnight record hasn't really left my turntable in a while either.
Yeah, Midnight is badass, and that new Hell Ripper is insane too. So,
yes.
Right on, man. Well, we're gonna go into another song here by Despair. This is Slave of the Mind. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
I think this might have been the first song that like we wrote together as a band.
Cool.
It didn't go on the first EP, but and by together I mean like the four of us.
Probably the first one you did lyrics on.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I did lyrics on this one. I know I did vocals, but yeah, it's a ripper. You'll dig it.
All right, it's Despair here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Yeah.
Slave of the Mind by Despairer, a SeaTac band here on Loud and Local. Stay home session. Sorry, I'm saying a lot like I'm stoned or something. But we're hanging out here with Despairer, and I'm gonna put you guys on the spot. So just keep that in mind. Don't hate me. And even if you do, we don't see each other at shows. You can't fight me. It's all good. Socially distanced. I got nothing to be worried about. What is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Black Rebel.
Yes. R.I.P. Poison Wizard.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's not. Great band, though. Let's
yes.
Red.
Absolutely.
My God. That is such a hard question. I don't know. Today I'm going to have to say Poison Idea.
Cool. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Those are good answers. I don't know if I have anything. I like both of those bands, too. Poison Idea was my first, but Black Breath, I'd probably second. Woo. Yes.
I'm a 90s kid.
This one's my favorite Poison Idea.
Yeah.
What was that, Alex? I was being a jabroni. What was that, Alex?
I'll be basic about it. I'm a 90s kid. Soundgarden's one of my favorite bands, so.
Dude,
Soundgarden.
Incredibly heavy. If you revisit those records, I appreciated how heavy that band is just because of how melodic they are, but just so heavy. Even the hits, so heavy.
Yeah.
I
had a buddy who called them Sneaky Prog.
Yes.
You get songs like Outside that are in like 7/4 and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Actually, my favorite, it's probably a tie with Zeke, though, actually. Cause,
yes.
I mean, Zeke was one of the first live bands that I saw when I moved to the Northwest in 93.
Okay.
And I don't know. You almost can't top them for like
so tight
all the
musically.
All the tours that they've done that have been epic, and then the longevity that they've put through.
And that last record they put out on Relapse was killer.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're a great band.
Jeremy, what about you, man? What's your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Oh, I might say Black Breath.
Yeah.
We got so many buddies out there, though. Bands that we love playing with.
Mm-hmm.
City of Industry, Generation Decline.
Yeah, I just had Generation. I had both those bands on the show back to back.
Killer.
Yeah, those guys are our bros.
But Black Breath, they've got so many good albums, and I've been, you know, the first time I saw them, they were throwing out their first EP. I think it was at the Numos.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just tossing them off the stage. See their 4-song Razor to Oblivion.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's real. Like,
yep.
You know, and it just kept getting better.
Back when I went to college up in Western, and I wrote for like a local music magazine up there called What's Up. And I interviewed Black Breath because they played a lot of shows up in Bellingham. They're kind of from that area. And their original guitarist, Zach Funds, was his nickname. I interviewed him, and I thought he put it perfectly. I asked him, like, what was the idea behind Black Breath? And he said, just Motorhead meets Discharge. And that's just what we wanted to be.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, they got a lot more like Swedish death metal as they went on, but that was like the format was just Motorhead meets Discharge. So, hey, man. Yeah,
like super fuzzy.
Good formula.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So before we go into the last song here, guys, any final words for the Northwest audience?
Well, we miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be connecting with more people as we move, you know, further into a normal state of affairs in the springtime. But, love to everybody for all the support. all the local bands that we're friends with that, you know, we've all just kind of been hugging each other, you know, and waiting, chopping at the bit, waiting to get back into the groove here.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go into the last song here, Work Till Death. Again, go to despairer.com, DESPARER.com. Pick up a couple, you know, maybe buy one of their records and they'll ship it out to you once they get it all together. Buy a t-shirt, support the band, support Northwest Music. We'll all see you guys when we can, when things come around to it. I'm glad I could have you guys on the show. But tell me about Work Till Death before we jump into it. I feel like that's what we're all doing, though.
Working basically, yeah. Just working until you die so you can support wars to extract materials out of other people's land. And that's basically it, what we're doing.
So it's a positive message, yes.
Definitely. Hey, it's fun to play live.
Nice.
It's always good. One of the best ones to play live, so.
Yeah, pretty reliable opener or closer. It rips.
It rips. Final words, it rips. Right on, guys. Thanks so much for coming on to the show. Here's Work Till Death by Despairer.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.